It sounds like you're on the road right now.
Yeah, I've got my headset in here. I'm just driving to CrossFit, actually. It's my morning routine. Yeah, I do. I gotta stay in shape, and I got a few spines, so I need all the help I can get. So
what is CrossFit exactly? Can you explain it in like a couple of words?
It's like kind of functional training. Like they're doing a lot of deadlifts and squats, and you're kind of doing a lot of burpees and pull-ups, and it's, you know, you're kind of using your whole body.
That sounds abusive to the body in the morning.
Yeah. No. It is. It's a sick obsession, you know.
So how does that help the music? Let's get to that.
Well, you know, it's good to clear my mind. You know, I think I write because it's part of my therapy. You know what I mean? And CrossFit's like therapy to me, too. I better keep the mind sharp, but the body sharp. Yeah, it kind of clears the brain and get all the frustration out, you know.
So you're busy these days, new music, and, of course, keeping yourself on the road here. What's happening so far, man? Tell me all about it.
Well, excited to see the single take off a little bit, you know. We got picked up by Sirius, and we're getting a lot of streams and whatnot, a lot of good feedback from it. People are picking it up across the country, which is, it was just really exciting to hear, and it makes you feel like all the hard work's worth it, you know what I mean? So we're back in the studio doing some more songs. We've got another song in Nashville right now being done, and I'm working with a longtime friend, Julius Buddy, in Hamilton. We're doing two more songs out there, and I might be going to LA to do a couple songs in LA with another producer as well, so... It's lots happening, you know. Just this country style is really kind of taken off for me. I've played folk music and rock music for decades.
Yeah.
The older I get, I'm just in love with pedal steel guitar and the banjo, and just the storytelling. You know what I mean? And I just really taken a liking to that. We just had Chris Altman, who plays with Tim Hicks, come and play down some pedal steel and banjo on our last two tracks in Hamilton, and just all the country feels. You know, It just moves you. It's so beautiful.
What made you make the flip, Kristen, if I may, from folk rock music into the country world?
You know what? I've just been listening to that on the radio for the last few years and just loving the storytelling. I've always loved pop music, too. And with country, there's the pop country, there's the rock country. You can kind of get both sides of it. And the older I get, like I said, my ears just enjoy different sounds and different instruments. So I can play guitar, I play bass, I can play... you know, ukulele and some mandolin. Like, I can play anything with strings, really. But I just, the dobro and the pedal steel, the bending of the string, the emotion it pulls, you know, I just really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed the switch.
Yeah, is the country world different in terms of how it kind of works with each other? I mean, I know there's a lot of collaborations in the country world. There's a lot of songwriters that want to give songs to other artists. Does that happen in the pop world? Did you see a difference?
You know, I don't know if I've seen that as much in the pop and rock world, to be honest with you. You kind of write your song for your band or for your own work. I mean, there's people that make a living just songwriting, but I didn't see as many collaborations, I guess, per se. I really like the country fans too. I mean, you see young people playing country music, you see old people playing country music. Yeah. Country fans just love good music. You know what I mean? And so you don't have to be 20 years old to have a career in country music.
Right. Know? Right. Yeah,
be a little older and still make a living and still write good songs for fans. So,
tell me about the live shows. How's that experience going, and what can people expect if they go to see you live?
Well, that's a great question. You know, we've kind of refigured some of our old songs and making them old country, and we're kind of getting the new country set together right now, getting covers and adding a couple guys to the band live too. Actually, you've always been a four piece. You know. I feel really, really blessed that I played with my best friends for over 20 years.
Wow.
You know, and it's just amazing. So we're going to add another guitar player probably, and it's going to play guitar and banjo, and hire Chris when I can when Tim's not using them, and you know, play with them, and they get a pedal steel player live as well, and just kind of hope, I just might play acoustic, I might even just sing on some song. Even for me, I've always been a guitar player.
Right.
So it might free me up a little bit, that's more fun.
So... 20 years with the same bandmates, that's got to be a lot of comfort for you right there.
It really is. You know, I feel lucky that I get to play music with my best friends. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, if you're not writing and traveling all over, what's the year bringing for you? Where can we see you guys live? What's coming up?
Emerging Artists at Roots and Hearts. We're looking at that. We'll be playing some local shows in Hamilton. We're going to probably do a showcase in Hamilton. What's going on right now?
Wonderful. How's the community treating you when you sort of came over? And are you doing a lot of, multiple artist shows? Those are quite popular.
Yeah, we've done that. We're getting on with some different artists and different kind of multiple artist shows, and we're gonna plan some stuff ourselves actually too, bring some other country artists in.
Well, it sounds like you got everything kind of cooking for you and the foot on the gas, my friend. You're doing all the right things, it sounds like, right?
I appreciate it, Rob. I really do. Thank you.
Came true, realizing I lost both of you. You know I'm haunted and lost in the constant reminder. I just wanna be free again. I just wanna be a stand-up man. You know I'm doing the best that I can. I just wanna be free. I just wanna be free.